Okay, here we go. The last sefer, the last parak in Sefer Nehemiah, parak Yud Gimel, as we finish off really the set of Daniel, Ezra, and Nehemiah. The last parak here discusses continuation of what the sefer has been about. There was a time that they took out the Sefer Torah Moshe to emphasize, it seems like, the intermarriage problem came back, as the parak describes, that Nehemiah had gone back to Bavel to visit the king, and when he came back, went back to Ashur, Paras, and when he came back, he saw that the intermarriage had again doubles. He took out a Sefer Torah, he read the halachas of intermarriage, and he was mechazik that the area. He also realized that Tuvia, right, one of the enemies of the Jewish people, an Ammonite, non-Jew who had connections with the Kohen Gadol, had set up shop in the Beis HaMikdash, so he got rid of him. He also saw that there were other Averis that had stopped, mitzvahs that had stopped being done, and Averis that were being violated, all the Matnas Kahuna, Shabbos, he had to give chizik to again, and related issues, and that's how the parak ends. The parak ends that the sefer ends, that Nehemiah already, again, was machazek all the people to do mitzvahs, to focus on Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's his last message for us. That he redid the Beis HaMikdash, and he strengthened it both physically and spiritually, and that's how we remember Nehemiah, one of the greatest leaders that we've ever had in terms of the love that he had and what he was moser nefesh for in Yerushalayim for the Beis HaMikdash, even though most Jews did not come back, but he and Ezra took it upon themselves to be able to make a difference in Jewish history. Says the Perek, by Yomahu, on that day, which day? What they were talking about. So according to the Mitzudas David, it's referring to what we were just were talking about at the end of the previous parak. B'yom Shekichu Azachoma, the day that they sanctified the walls and they walked around, as we learned in the last parak. The Malbim says, no, this he did this on the day that he got rid of Sanballat and got rid of the people who were living in the Beis HaMikdash who weren't supposed to be there. So B'yomahu, Nikra B'sefer to Moshe. They read in the Sefer of Moshe, Ba'aznei Ha'am, in the ears of the people, as we learned earlier in Paraches, it makes a big impression. Maybe this was the Sefer that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, V'nimsa Kasubo, and what was written in it? It was written about the halachas of intermarriage, as we'll get to in a moment. Why was this called Sefer Moshe? Does that just mean the Torah? Or the Malbim suggests maybe it means Sefer Dvarim, like by Hakel. By Hakel, the king reads from Sefer Dvarim. So do here. Maybe it means specifically Sefer Dvarim. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, both here, they printed it in the Navi, and also the first Emes Yaakov in Parshas Vayelech, in the Emes Yaakov al Torah, discusses why Davka Sefer Dvarim is what is read by Hakel. Why is that connected to the king? Why is that read here? He assumes that's what's being read here also, like the Malbim. So he assumes that Dvarim, as we know, according to Chazal, it's different than the rest of the Torah. That's why there's a man to Amar and Yivamis on Davdala that even if you don't darshan smuchin, you darshan smuchin in Dvarim. Why? Because the Achronim explain that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that was misader it. Different than HaKadosh Baruch Hu being misader the first four. Yes, this was also Baruch HaKodesh, obviously, but the Chazal already say there's a difference between the Tochacha of Dvarim and Vayikra. Moshe Rabbeinu played more of a role, of a creative role in this Sefer. And why is that? Explains Rabbi Yaakov. Moshe Rabbeinu was giving a pep talk as they were going into Eretz Yisrael. That's all of Sefer Dvarim, from Rosh Chodesh Shvat all the way until Zayin Adar. That's his pep talk, all of Sefer Dvarim. And he knows that they're going in, and they're going to be in a natural existence, and there's going to be a king, and there's going to be a ruler, and he's giving them all the rules. Shakol in Yani Anagas Atzibur Yisnag Al Pi Chukei Torah. That is what the message is from all of Sefer Dvarim. And again, he quotes many Gemaras related to this, but that's why this is called Sefer Moshe, because Moshe plays a major role here. Again, look at the Hakdamas of many Svarim to Sefer Dvarim. The Radvaz has a tshuva about it, the Barbanel, the Ramban, right, the Ksava Kabbalah, the Guru quotes the Gra. So many different Mefarshim talk about the difference between Dvarim and the rest of the Torah, and that fits in, a lot of that fits in to Moshe Rabbeinu's more of a player in this regard. So on that day, they took out Sefer Moshe, let's say Sefer Dvarim, Basnei Amon, they read it, and when they read V'nimsa Kasubo, it's like V'nimsa. V'nimsa, it's found. What do you mean V'nimsa? It's there. So maybe again, it was forgotten, even though it's such a short time. Kasubo Ashalo Yava Amoni Umovi V'kalo Elokim Adolam. As the Pesukim say in Parshas Kisei, they quoted the Pasuk of Lo Yava Amoni Umovi, Amon and Moav are not allowed to marry in. Right? This is Dafka against this Sanballat, who is an Ammonite convert. V'kalo Kim Adolam. Why? And the Pesukim describe, Kilo Kidbos B'nei Yisrael Balechem of Amayim. They did not bring us bread and water when we were going through the Midbar. V'yiskor Alav is Bilam Lekalalo. And they hired Bilam to curse us. V'yafoch Elokeinu haklal l'levracha. That's kimat summarizing the Psukim and Devarim that describe the Isser. Right? The Ramban, if you remember, discusses what is so heinous about these nations. All the other nations can marry in, but not Ammon and Moab. And Dafka, we know only the males of Ammon and Moab are excluded, not the females. The Ramban says, because of the Midos that are reflected. V'ilu ba'usham hayimochim lechem umayim. Ki'ena minag lanosein rishus la'amatzaval avar barzo shleimochim lechem umayim. So what's the problem? Ask the Ramban. Right, any nation that's passing through, I would demand, you know, you have to buy. You can't just walk through my land. Vahanira Eli. Kiakasiv, this is the Rabban Kisei. Kiakasiv Hirchik Shneha Achim Elu. The Pasik distances these two brothers, the starters of these nations, Shahayu Gmule Chesed Me Abraham, Shahitzel Aviem Vima Menacher Vashvi, because they were only alive. They only existed because Avram Avinu saved Lot. And that's where Ammon and Moab came from. So these, they owed everything to Abraham. Ubizchuso shilcham Hashem mitocha afecha. Vayu chayavim lazos tovim Yisrael. Vemasu imoim ra. The opposite. Ha'echad sachar alav bilam ben ba'ar vehema moavim. Ha'echad lokada moso balechem avamayim asher karvu lamulo. Kamosha kasuv. Vihine Ammon ershia b'zei yosh mikulam. But that's why the kfui tova element, right? Yehuda, Yehudim, right? We are Yehudim. And Modeh, Lohodos, is part of who we are. And this nation is all about Kafui Tova, and therefore they have to be excluded. They'd be excluded. Again, the whole controversy in the Gemara, Yevamis, remember Daf Ayin Vav, where David HaMelech, after he fell Golias, they were like, oh, who is he? And the Doeko Adomi wanted to say that, no, Amon v'Amon is Moav v'Moavis, until one of David's generals got up, one of Shaul's generals got up and said, no, I have a Kabbalah from Shmuel Hanavi, that it's only the males and not the females are allowed. Vahi kishamam es haTorah, when they heard this, vayavdilu kol erev miYisrael, so again, they were jolted back into the Torah reality, and they separated, separated from all of the mixed marriages, and any type of Erev, or Schwab says, any type of mixing, they separated socially from these nations. In the Malbim points out, don't we know, Chazal tell us, the Gemara in Brachas talks about it, and elsewhere, that the Sancheru was Mevalbel all the nations earlier, so how could there still be an Isra of Ammon and Moab? Right? Nobody knows, right? The Rambam says, and based on the Gemara, if somebody comes and says, I'm from Ammon and Moab, Bizman Azeh, you don't trust them. Called the Parish, Meruba Parish, and therefore, they're allowed to convert. Says the Malbim, V'yaftan ha'kayim alam sha'aton esbabalu ha'umo, so called the Parish, Meruba Parish, like the Mishnah says in Yadayim, Yesh lo marla sha'os ha'yu adayin amonim yuduim b'yuchusam, there was still a few that were yuduim their yuchus, ki ikra bilbo hu minivuchanetzar. There were some that were still left. That's the Malbim. The Rav Schwab says, no, they were all. No, but the point is that the Torah describes the Midos that were behind this exclusion. And they realized that the nations that they were around them in Eretz Canaan, they had these Midos as well. They understood that while legally, says Rav Schwab, the nations of Ammon and Moab no longer existed at that time. Nevertheless, the people who now lived in these lands exhibited the same character traits as the original Ammonites and Moabites. So on their own, they decided they can no longer intermarry with them. They had these people, Sanballat, Tobiah, Geshem, and others, had very similar characteristics. Instead of welcoming the exiles back to their homeland, they did everything in their power to stop the Jews from rebuilding their homeland. And therefore, whether it's literal or not, that's the Malbim and Rav Schwab. V'lefnei mizeh, because what happened earlier explains Nehemiah, how did this happen? El Yashiva Kohen, not called the Kohen Gadol, maybe on purpose. Nastun Belushka's base of Lakenu, he had an office in the base of Migdash. Karov Latuvia, and he was a Karov to Tuvia. Remember, Tuvia was a Machutin of a Jew. Vayaslo Lishka Gedola, he gave him a big office, a big Lishka in the base of Migdash. Visham Hayulafanim, beforehand, what had been there? It was huge. Look what had been placed in there. Nostimis a mincha, halavona, the carbon minchas, lavona, vahakelim, umaiser hadogan, vahatirish vahitzar. Remember, Nehemiah had made the takana that they should put all of the matnas kahuna also and the levia in the base of Migdash. So the Kohanim and Leviim could be there. They would be okay with living there. Mitzvahs halavim, hamishorim, hashoarim. All of this was put in this room that Tuvia was given. Ubechal zelo hayisi b'Yerushalayim. Now Nehemiah explains how it happened. I wasn't in Yerushalayim at the time. Ki b'shnas shloshim b'shtayim l'artachshasta melech bavel. In the 32nd year of artachshasta, bas yela melech. I went to visit the king for some reason. And then I realized I got a message. I had to go back. So he left. Rav Shua points out, Artakshata Melech Bavel. Bavel, the Malchus Bavel had been gone for more than 50 years. So Rav Shua points out that there's fascinating. If you look here, Artakshata is called the king of Bavel. If you look in Ezra, Perek Dalet, he's called Melech Paras. If you look in Ezra, Perek Vav, he's Daryavesh, which is the same king Artakshata, is called Melech Ashur. So it must be that he took over, but he prided himself by having conquered all of these kingdoms, Ashur and Bavel and Paras. So that's why he's called all these different names in the different contexts. So he comes back, Vavol Yishalayim, and Nehemiah says, I came back and I saw this, Vavina Barai, realized what was going on. Asher Asal Yashiv Latovia Lasos Lo Nishcha, that El Yashiv gave Tovia Nishcha, Nun and Lamed are interchangeable, Lishka, an office, Bachatsri Beis Alokim, Vayera Limod, I was very upset, Vashlicha, Kokle Beis Tovia Chutz Ben Alishka, I wasn't scared of them, I wasn't intimidated, I threw them out. I threw out the Kalim of Beis Tovia, Vaomra, Vayitaru, Alashachos, they purified the offices, Vashiva Sham, Klei Beis Elokim, I brought back the Kalim that's supposed to be there, Esamincha Valavona, Vaeda, Kiminoyos, Alavim, Lonitana, and I realized the Levim's portions weren't given. That was the whole thing I set up. So he got it back. So Levim had again left Yerushalayim. He had set up this whole system, because remember, nobody wanted to live in Yerushalayim, so he set up the whole system for Kohanim and Levim to come. They did a go roll to have 10% of the rest of Am Yisrael, but now they had left because they had no food, no parnasa. So I fought with the nobles that I had left in charge. Why is this? I got him back. And again, all of Yehuda brought Meiser, Hadagan, Vatir, Shayitzar, Laot Saros. They already brought all their Meisers of Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar, to the Otsaros. Remember the Machlokas we've shown him, what is Chayiv and Shumus and Maestros Midaraisa? According to Rashi and Tosfos and a few places in Shas, Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar. That's what's Chayiv Midaraisa. All other fruit, oranges, apples, pears, cherries, all of those are Chayiv Midarabanan in Shumus and Maestros, right? That's what it says in the Pasuk, Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar. It's against the Rambam. The Rambam says all fruit are Chayiv Daraisa. All fruit, only vegetables, the Gemara says. Meiser Yerek is Durabanan. But all fruit are Daraisa. So these are just examples that are given. Va'otzra alotzara shalem yakoin. So I got it back and I put a Ne'eman person in charge of the Otzaros. Shalem yakoin. Vitzadak asofer uvedaya ben alavim. Val yadam. And they also helped out Hanan ben Zakur ben Matanya. Ki ne'emanim nechshavu. I put them in charge. And now he says, for the first of three times, Zachru li l'kayel zot, Hashem, please remember me for good about this. We'll get back to that at the end. Val temach chasadai. Temach, the Mitzvah of Sion says, from the word timche, don't let my chasadim be erased. Asher asisi beis elokai b'mishmarav. I got back these, the Kohanim de Levim into the Beis HaMikdash. Bayem Mahema, and now second Aveira. Shabbos. Ra'isi b'Yehuda darchem gito b'Shabbos. U'mevi'im ha'aremos. They were crushing their olive press or their wine press, their bundles. V'om samalacha morim, and they're schlepping on donkeys. V'af yayin ha'navim u'te'inim v'chol masa. Mevi'im l'Yishlam b'yam ha'Shabbos. They were carrying things. V'oid b'yom mikram sayid, and I warned them. V'atzorim yashruva, and there were non-Jews that brought mevi'im dog v'chol mecher u'mochrim b'Shabbos. They brought fish and things to sell. Livnei Yehuda. V'ariv eschor Yehuda. I fought with them. V'omer lehem. What are you doing? Remember, Yishayo warned about Shabbos, the Kibadito at the end of Yishayo, Perek Nun Ches. And here, Nehemiah is saying, what are you doing? So for your forefathers also didn't keep Shabbos. And all the terrible things, Shabbos is one of the reasons the Gullus happened. What are you doing? And he gave Musar Shmuzim. Right? The Gemara tells us that there were special gzeiras that were made. Muksa. Not really muksa, but a type of muksa, the gzeira of Tiltul Kalim, took place right here. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Kuf Chav Gimel, that's in Perek Kala Kalim, which is the Perek about muksa. Am Rabbi Chanina, B'yemei Nechemya ben Chiklia Nishneis Mishnazu. This Mishnah, the Mishnah there that talks about Kalim being Aser, the Mishnah says, Kala Kalim, Yitalam Chutz ben Amesar Agadol, V'yasei Shem Achresha, except for Kalim that are Machmas Chesron Kis. But the Gemara there says there were different stages. First they said, all Kalim are Aser. Everything except for like what you used to eat with. even Kalisha Malato Lehetters. And then they went little by little back until they matered all Kalim except for Klisha Malachta Machma Chesron Kis. But that's what it says. Tichsev, and it quotes the Pasuk here. Bayamahema Raisi Bihuda Darchim Kitos Bishabas and Via Maremos. I saw that they weren't following. Right? The Mishnah Zazov talks about the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, talks about various reasons why they were Gozer Muksa and Total Kalim. And one of the reasons is that it could lead to Malacha. Others that it'll create a different day, so he's medayikin in this pasuk here. The darchem gitos, that's a malacha. Mivim aremos, that's carrying things. But either way, this is what this needed. So it was the not giving the proper Jumas and Maestros, number two, not keeping Shabbos, right? They violated much of what they violated was Yisurid Rabbanan. But as we mentioned, I think a couple of prakim ago, the Ramban emphasizes this in Parshas Emor, that they not having a regular day, even if you're violating Dinin Drabanan, it's a violation of the Asay of Shabbason. The Asay of Shabbason, of having Shabbos being a different day. Right? That is what the Shabbason includes. Chaf Gimel, Chaf Dalin, and Emar. Shinitztavinu min HaTorah, lios lanu menucha biyantif, afilu midvarim she'enim alacha. And he basically quotes exactly what our Pasuk describes. What happened then? Lo shiyitra kol hayon limdod atfuos v'lishkol aperos, weighing and measuring, ulamali achavios, lefanos akelim, v'gam avanim ibayis labayis makom lamakom. You can have a regular day and not violate anything about Melacha Shabbos. You omsim ala chamorim va'af yayin. Again, this is based on this pasuk. Va'anavim v'te'enim v'chomas yevil v'yantif v'yashuk mali lakol u'mekach u'memkar v'tiachanas pesucha v'achen v'nimakif v'shulchanem al shulchanem v'zuhuvim lefneim polim mashkim al malachta maskir natzman k'chol advar ma'elu. And that's a violation of Shabbason, of Adaraisa. And that's the Ramban, that's what's described in this pasuk. So Nehemiah gets the train back on the track regarding the Matnas Kahuna and number two regarding Shabbos. Vayhi pasuk yutes kasher tzalu shari yishlam lefnei Shabbos. I made a rule. Once it started getting shady, Friday afternoon, va'omra vayisagra delasos, the doors of Yerushalayim were closed. Nobody's going in or out. Va'omra asher lo yiftachum ad achar Shabbos. Nobody's always get to lay after Shabbos. Umina arai hamati al sharim. I put my youth there to guard lo yavo maso b'yama Shabbos. Vayalino aroch l'mamochri kol memkar michuz Yerushalayim. Pamushdayim. So for the first couple of Shabbosos, the non-Jewish merchants were outside the city. They were trying to see if any Jews would come to the door at least. V'yaita b'hem, I warned them. Va'omra le madu atem leinim techad achoma, why you here? Im tishnu yad eshlach b'chem, I'm going to send to you. I'm going to fight you. Don't come. But in Aesahi Lobo Shabbos, they didn't come. Va'omer la Leviim, and after once that took place, I didn't need the Na'arim there. I just put Leviim there. Ubarim Shomri Masharam Lakadish is Yama Shabbos. They guarded to sanctify the Shabbos. The Chavetz Chaim talks about this also in Shem Olam, in Chelak Aleph, Perek Vav, Ra'isi Be'eza Kilos Kedoshos, Shenis Yastu Etzlam Chaburos HaNegros B'Shem Masirei Shabbos. They go around the store, they go around the neighborhoods, they try to encourage people to light Shabbos candles, to close their stores, to be matzmin properly. So he says, this is a great schus, Kama Gedola Schus HaNashem Elo, not people who scream at people and, you know, do it in a way that people aren't inspired for Shabbos, because that's not inspiring. That's not going to help people keep Shabbos. But people who do it in a way that are mezakeh the rabbim, to inspire about Shabbos, that's something that's very special and needed. And that's what he says. V'chimatzino yisena chemia. And that's what he says. He finds with the chemia. Shem yizariz alini yishmir Shabbos. V'ravim chori Yehud al zeh. You have to do it in a way that's going to be effective. That's going to be effective. So any type of reminding that Shabbos is coming, like the Gemara had the cases of the shofaros that they used to blow. Gam, so says the says Nehemiah, Gam zos zachor li elokai. Hashem also remember me. Remember me that I was mechazik Shabbos. So he asked Hashem to remember me that he was mechazik the Matnas Kahuna, mechazik Shabbos. Next, Gam bayam mahim reisi asayuhud emoshivu nashim ashdadios. I saw intermarriage, amonios, moavios, uvenayim. Not intermarriage is not just bad for the aver itself, but uvenayim chatzim medaber ashdodis veinam akirim ladaber yudis. They don't speak lashon hakodesh. This also emphasizes and reflects the importance of lashon hakodesh. They couldn't talk, right? This is also related to the Rambam. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah, where the Rambam discusses why is it that Chazal instituted a fixed text of tefillah, because nobody knew how to talk. Nobody knew any one language. Kind of like this pasuk. The Rambam says, Nisarvu biparas viyavan vishar haumos vinoldulem banim baartos agayim. This pasuk, viosan abanim nisbalbal asvasam vayasvas kolechad veechad muureves milashonos harbe, as is described. Vekimishayim adaber ina yochol adaber called sarcho balashanachas. Nobody can talk one language. They speak a bunch of different languages. Shneemar uvenayim chati medaber ashdodis veinam akim lachol adaber yehudis kolashon am vaam. He quotes our pasuk. And that's why when you try to talk, when you try to praise Hashem, you couldn't get the words out. They made Shmona Esrei what we call the Amida, which are three. At the beginning, three at the end, and then the bakashas inside. Chain kamo avos the kol chefse ishva ish. These are the avos, and you could put in whatever you want to add. Kedeshi aruchos b'fi akol v'yilamudu osam v'ti etfilas elu alagim tefilas shleima ketfilas baal halashon hatzacha. And that's based on this pasuk. So, because of this intermarriage, which led to the fact that they didn't know anything, va'ariv ba'am ba'kalaleim, I put them in chayrim va'akameim anashim and marteim. The Gemara says, Besdin has the power. If there's some terrible sin going on in public, they could use any types of measures to encourage people. Vashbiyim belokim. Rather, Rambam quotes this pasuk in Sanhedrin Baruch Hav Dalet. If tizno b'raseichem levneim, no more intermarriage. Enough already. Halo al elachata Shlomo Melech Yisrael. He invokes Shlomo. Shlomo Melech also. Remember the women that pashtus he converted, but they were converted l'shem chasnus, and they misled him. Ubagayim arabim lo haya melakamo. There was nobody as great as Shlomo. Va'ahuv le'lo kavaya. Va'itneu le melech al kol Yisrael. Gamo soechti yu anashem anachrios. The women led him astray. The Rambam describes in Nuchos Yisrebiya that l'shem chasnus, maybe it's a conversion. That's questionable, but even if it's a real conversion, it's not going to be good. V'lachem ha'nishpa la'asos kol ha'ra gdol ha'zos limo v'lokeinu. L'hoshiv nashem nachrias, are you going to be any better? So he got rid of the intermarriage. And then he adds, m'bnei yoyadav ben al-yashiv, he threw out this evil family, even though they were noble and sure they had a great reputation. And he says, Zachra Elohim Elokai, Algale Kuhuna, Ubrisa Kuna, V'Halavim. Please remember that the desecration, that they desecrated the Kuhuna, the Levim. V'tiharti mikol nechar, I was metayer, V'amida mishmaros lakon Levim. Ishmim lachto, I got the Kohen Levim, I got the Beis HaMikdash functioning again. Ula Karbana Eitzim, V'ita Mezumanos, L'bikurim, everything's functioning. Zachra Li Elokai Latova. Hashem, remember it for me. For good. That is how the Sefer ends. Rav Schwab notes that the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which we mentioned already a number of times, tells us that Nehemiah was taken to task a little bit by Chazal for asking a number of times, two reasons. Either he kept asking, remember me for good, remember me for good, or he, spoke disparagingly about previous leaders, another day. But what's going on here? What does this mean? The criticism of Nehemiah. Says Rav Schwab, he should have thought that whatever he did was expected of him, and it was not half of what he could have done. Perhaps he should not have recorded his pride in his accomplishments in the permanent public record of one of the books of Tanakh. But we have to recognize, he says, he was the last one of Baalei Ruach HaKodesh who was capable of writing a Sefer of Tanakh. He had a connection with the last Navi, right? Ezra Malachi. So he sensed his greatness. But we have to recognize that even so, only the Chacham of the Talmud could criticize Nehemiah for saying these words. No ordinary person would dare utter criticism of the words of one of the Jewish nation's greatest personalities and religious leaders who fought fearlessly for the Torah and the dignity and holiness of Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash. For us, we remember him as a great leader. On his level, maybe Chazal had something to say, but we remember him as a great leader, someone who brought back the Bnei Yisrael to the Beis HaMikdash, to Yerushalayim. He built it up. Maybe next time we'll try, if we can, to have a one review shiur on Daniel Ezra Nehemiah. And before we start, the next section, which will be Be'ezra Hashem L'Chamish Megillos, and we'll be starting with Sefer Esther, which is at the same, which is earlier, but it overlaps with Ezra and Nehemiah and Daniel. Okay, we will stop here. Yeshakayach on Daniel Ezra Nehemiah.